April Fools, the annual day dedicated to pranks and laughs. And while the jury is out on whether April Fools ends at 12 noon or lasts until midnight, everybody knows what the 1st of April brings. Emma Pretty, a student at Memorial University, loves April Fools. And while she doesn't get to pull off a big prank every year, there's one that always sticks out in her mind.
2 years ago, my fiance and I, and one of our housemates, we wrapped a friend's car in saran wrap, and we walked down to the car, and we took turns walking around it. When we wrapped the car, it was April Fool's night, and then the next morning, they weren't expecting it because it was no longer April Fool's Day. We had a group chat, and they posted that they saw it the next morning. I think they were quite surprised because it wasn't like that morning, it was the morning after.
Colleen Harnum, on the other hand, is a bigger fan of using words to fool others. Instead of saran wrap, the retired mother of three has fond memories of pranking her family with misdirection.
Our oldest daughter wanted to play April Fool's on our grandmother. And I said, well, why don't we call your grandmother and tell her we're out on Coleman's parking lot, broke down, and ask if she could come to help. She said, okay, we'll do it. So we called her, of course, and she said, oh my goodness, Colleen, I feel so bad because you're there with the baby, but she said, I got rollers in my hair. She said, I don't know what I'm going to do. And she said, well, leave it with me. She said, and I'll figure out something. So she hung up. So I only gave her a few seconds or whatever because I didn't want her to come out with her hair and rollers if she didn't want to. But anyway, we called her right back and we said, April Fool's, she said, oh, you little rascal. So that was a funny one.
The path of a trickster is to walk a fine line of funny pranks that don't go too far. But as long as you remember that April Fool's is a day to laugh with others, there's a lot of fun to be had. Just don't go too far with the saran wrap. I'm Griffin Stuckless for Kicker News.